One of the senators who will be asking questions of Secretary Rumsfeld tomorrow is Jeff Sessions, a Republican of Alabama. He's on the Armed Services Committee, and this morning he met with the Defense Secretary and other military officials. We spoke with Senator Sessions today, and he says the topic of prisoner abuse was discussed this morning, as was the question of why members of Congress weren't told earlier about the investigations.
I feel like in some way, somehow, we should have done a better job of releasing that information and bringing it forward, although there are a lot of reasons why it didn't happen, as they explained to us. Further, I was even more convinced that the Army did, in fact, not ignore this, but take very vigorous and aggressive action early. One day after the complaint was made by a soldier, a CID, Criminal Investigative Division action, was initiated. A couple of weeks later, a three-star general was put in charge of evaluating the situation. There have been other reports of the intelligence interrogations, an investigation of how the National Guard are being trained and are they sufficiently being trained, and some other matters that they took aggressively.
You had said that there were several reasons why they weren't able to share that information. Could you share some of those reasons with us?
Well, I'm not sure I indicated what reasons they were, but for some reason, it appears to me that they for some reason, they did not come forward. You know, one thing I think that occurred, the pictures were not available to the people in the Pentagon, I don't believe. And I think until someone actually saw those photographs, perhaps they didn't realize just how explosive it could be.
But the report that I guess would explain what or which contained details about what you actually saw in those photographs was issued back in January, and the Pentagon has said that it filed charges against some of the enlisted MPs who served as guards back in March. So why weren't lawmakers informed of any of this?
I think it was a mistake. I think the military should have and Secretary of Defense and that should have recognized that this has this kind of explosive potential, and I believe it should have been reported.
I don't want to belabor this, but I'm just curious, sir, how did you learn about prison abuse in Iraq?
I heard about it from the media.
And I imagine that doesn't sit well with you.
No, it doesn't. It sure doesn't. But I feel better that the military was moving forward with it.
Those photos, how does this affect the worldview of the U.S.?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. It's going to be important for the United States to handle this wisely, openly, before the world. We've got to demonstrate that, yes, Americans make mistakes also. They commit crimes, and we punish them, and we do not accept it. It's against our values, and we will not tolerate it.
Some of your colleagues on Capitol Hill have been calling for Secretary Rumsfeld's resignation.
Well, Secretary Rumsfeld didn't have anything to do with this. We've had 40,000 detainees. We've had a whole large number of people being charged with managing them. He's taken action. His team has taken action. That shouldn't have been said. We're in combat, and it can't be good for the morale of our soldiers to hear someone call for the Secretary of Defense resignation based on something like this, of which he had no direct knowledge of or involvement with.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama. He's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.